Referred to as the Ybor District, Ybor currently hosts the nation's highest gay population. At the Hampton Inn, the Atlanta-based GeoVax Labs Incorporated educated some of the city's residents and weekend visitors about the intended effects and next phase their HIV vaccination is entering. Dr. Harriet Robinson is the lead researcher for and co-founder of GeoVax Labs. Robinson said the HIV vaccination has two different purposes. The first objective, Robinson said, is to use the vaccine to provide preventative care to non-infected individuals.
Its uniqueness is our vaccine, you give it to the person, and then it makes the cells in the person produce non-infectious virus-like particles. So what this means is the vaccine shows the person's body a non-infectious virus so that when the virus comes along, the body can recognize it and control it. And the vaccine raises antibody that can block virus before it gets into cells. And then it raises T cells, which are white blood cells, that can recognize and kill a cell that becomes infected.
GeoVax Lab's second goal for the vaccine is a therapeutic application. Robinson said the vaccine is intended to treat people who have HIV, but have only contracted the virus within the last year. She said the results from testing the vaccine so far have proven most successful in individuals who were recently infected, as opposed to those who have had HIV for a long time.
We're now also working on a therapeutic application where you take people who are already infected, and when we start this, we're going to take people in their first year of infection, are on drugs, have stably controlled the virus, vaccinate to see if with the goal of the vaccine helping them get off drugs. And in the non-human primate model, we've had good success.
Robinson said the results from testing the vaccine for preventative care have been better than the results for therapeutic treatment. The reason, she said, is because AIDS destroys the immune system of those people already infected, but people need a strong immune system for a successful vaccination response.
And the therapeutic is not going to be a miracle, but our hope is that if you get people soon enough, and if we get some success looking at people who have only been infected for a year and have been on successful drugs, then we'll go out and see if we can have success with people who have been infected for more than a year. So, and the idea of a year, even if we can get it so the vaccine would work in people who are infected a year, if we go to annual testing, which should be routine in the United States, you could pick people up in that first year and get the vaccine working in them.
There are over 60,000 new HIV cases a year and many different strains of the virus affecting different regions globally. Robinson said GeoVax Labs is working on one of the major HIV strains, which is HIV subtype B. It is the same type of virus that exists in North America, Europe, Japan, and Australia. Robinson said that many other institutes are researching similar vaccinations, but so far GeoVax Labs' vaccine has been among the most successful.
We are through our phase one trials, and we're quite successful in our phase one trials. And on the basis of that, we're now in our phase 2A trial. And the HIV Vaccine Trials Network is responsible for testing our vaccines. And it has had more than 80 protocols in its phase one. And out of those, 5 have gone to phase two. And we are the 5th. So we're very pleased about that.
There are 3 phases of testing the vaccine. Mark Reynolds is chief financial officer for GeoVax Labs. He said the phase 2A trial for preventative care is expected to last for 1.5 years and cost $5 million. And phase 3, Reynolds said, is expected to cost $30 million. Reynolds said GeoVax is mostly funded by the government, but any additional money is always needed.
Things are solid with us now, but that does not mean that we don't need more cash. As with any vaccine company, biotech in particular, you know, cash, you're always in a fundraising mode. It's constantly. So that's the challenge that's ahead of us. And, you know, don't think for an instant that the stock ownership that you guys have, the activity that you've done in the open market, although that money does not come direct to the company, that helps us in many ways. By supporting the price, that helps us with our other financing efforts. So for that, I thank you all for that.
Matthew Mushlin, a representative for GeoVax Labs, said the majority of stock investors in GeoVax are members of the GLTB community, and for many, it is their first investment. George Molina is a gay man visiting from Fort Lauderdale. He said the gay community has become a proponent for the drug with the hope of finding a cure for the world.
In the early years, when this was denoted as a gay man's disease, the gay community took it over and we took responsibility for it. And at the very beginning, it was a very aggressive, very heart-wrenching disease, watching people wither away to nothing within short periods of time and having family and friends die. And over the course of the years, it spread to all the communities and it became a worldwide epidemic. And today, the gay community once again is getting very involved in this, in trying to raise the funds and awareness so this can actually come to fruition and actually be a cure for the world.
And pending on whether the vaccine passes phase 2 and 3 and is approved by the FDA, GeoVax Labs says they hope to make the vaccine affordable and available to all. For WMNF News in Ybor City, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.